This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheeler drivers, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, getting the job done. Let's not forget about our bulk mail center haulers, too, the U.S. Postal Service drivers driving the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices so you get your mail today. And, of course, the suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel, which has gone up in price, and we will tell you what that price will be here in a couple of minutes. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And check out our website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Simply the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. And we've got a lot of different things over there for you to look at. And if you can't hear our show anywhere else on our affiliates on the radio or on whatever app that you've got, you can go over there and hear it right there on the website, the Captain's America thirdwatch.com. That is the actual signal coming out of my home flagship studio going to the satellite before it gets to the satellite. How's that? Now, let's go to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And Kyle, are you there?
I am here.
It would be time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And ladies and gentlemen, we emphasize as always those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. We get it. We hope you get it. And my God, after the weekend that we've had with all the different shootings out there and the horrible death and carnage, we need some more God in our country here. I was told yesterday, somebody told me it's over, it's done, we've had enough, blah, 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 this, that, and the other, and all that kind of nonsense. And I thought about it for a second, and I wasn't going to say anything, because usually I don't respond to what I call ridiculous comments, right?
Yes, you're right.
But I couldn't help myself this time, and I made up my mind. I said, okay, I'm going to say something, but I'm going to think about what I'm going to say first, because I don't want to go off the deep end and say something really stupid. But the thing of it is we will prevail, folks. We shall prevail, and we must prevail. Because it's time for each and every one of us that love this great country of ours to stand up for America. Because I'm not going anywhere. You're not going anywhere, right, Kyle?
Yeah, that's right.
And as God is my witness, God is on our side, and we, the people in America, are going to turn this country around in November. Mark my words.
Very well said, Captain. Very well said. And, you know, I think Ronald Reagan, I think, always emphasized that America's best days were always ahead.
Yep.
And if we have this notion that that the best days aren't ahead, then we succumb to those who continually try to tear down America by telling you how bad it is, mm-hmm. or why it's terrible and it's this and it's that. Well, they're the ones who actually want to see America have its most terrible days ahead of it. But you and I and so many people listening to this program, we know that by standing up for what is right, then America will still have its best days ahead of it.
You betcha. Now, last week, the House of Representatives had some trouble trying to pass that $39.8 billion aid bill going over to the Ukraine, right?
Right, right.
But they did get it passed. This week, on Wednesday, McConnell says it looks like it's going to come for a vote on the Senate floor. But let me just point out to the listeners what happened last week. Less than 6 hours were given to read a 1,700-plus page bill with $40 billion worth of money in. I'm rounding it off. The Democrats dropped a supplemental spending bill for Ukraine with no offset in spending and without any safeguards, without any assurances of use, without any proof of a strategic plan for the United States' role in the Ukraine. That's never done at any time by anybody but Nancy Pelosi and company did.
Well, right. You know, it's almost as if, Captain, if there's any dissent at all, and nobody's saying don't send aid to Ukraine or we shouldn't help them or any of these kinds of things. But, for example, Senator Rand Paul has been asking a lot of questions about this. And I think it was Senator Schumer or something who's, I'm just paraphrasing here, was saying words to the effect that Senator Paul doesn't want to help Ukraine or something like that. And the rhetoric really starts to escalate. But something you mentioned, Captain, was so important. The assurances of use, that's really key. Because here we go again. If we start sending aid somewhere, it doesn't get where it's supposed to go. And at a time like this, too, where the economy is faltering $40 billion, you have to account for that. You have to make sure the American people understand why this is important and how we're going to absorb it.
Well, wait till I tell you this one. As of right now, today, this hour that we're in, Congress hasn't even been provided information or an update on the $14 billion that was initially approved and sent to Ukraine. Where are the weapons? Did the money actually get delivered to the Ukrainians? What's going on? We have no freaking clue. Hold that thought, Kyle, and we'll be back. You think I've just started? Oh, boy. Hold on to the socks here, folks. We'll be back in a minute.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce. Heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All righty. Thanks very much, Frank Salvato. You hear him every Monday and Friday on the program, and he will be right here this morning in hour number four, so you'll want to be listening to that. And, of course, Frank is a really cool guy because he knows what's going on out there. And when I tell you a couple of things here that he wrote about here in the last few days, you're going to just go, wow, how do you know that? But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Relief Factor is part of my daily regimen. I take it every day. Start out my morning right with breakfast because you're supposed to take it with food. If you're taking Relief Factor and you have a problem with an upset stomach or a little acidity or something like that, I can almost bet the farm that you didn't get any food in there with it. You have to take the Relief Factor with the food because it all blends itself together and it works better that way. Now, don't ask me why. I'm not a doctor, but it works better that way. So, Relief Factor. I've been taking it for over 7 years. It's an all-natural product, and it's designed to go after inflammation, pain, swelling that you have, whatever those problem areas might happen to be. It goes right straight to the source. It's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins, too. Means it's good for you. How about that? Something that's good for you. And it's all drug-free. Turmeric, resveratrol, Icarin, and omega-3. Make it that way, and it works for you. And it might even help you with some things that you didn't even know it would help you with. I had a guy tell me he took it for a toothache, and it worked. Well, I'm not going to get the toothache to try to find out if it's worked or not, but a guy at the gun show on the weekend told me, he says, yeah, I had a toothache, and I took me a couple packs of that, and it was gone. I said, well, I hope you went to the dentist. Yeah, I went to the dentist. I said, okay. So it helped you initially, so that's good. But anyway, It comes in little convenient individual packets. It supports your healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort that you're in, and it's only $19.95 for the three-week quick start to get it all going. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, 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 $19.95 in a three-week quick start, because after all, Kyle, all you have to lose is...
all you have to lose is pain.
Yep.
That's
okay.
Right.
And you kind of chopped out a little bit there at the end. I don't know what happened there. All right. Let's go over and look at the price of gasoline and the price of oil for a moment. Folks, if you think you had problems with the price of gasoline last week, you wait till you see what happens this week. The wholesale price of gasoline, Kyle, coming out of the refinery, is $3.95 a gallon. It dropped a penny yesterday, but that's before you add the transportation. That's before you add all the little taxes at the other end of it, and that's before you add the markup to it. So if anybody thinks the price of gasoline is going down anytime soon, they're out of their mind.
Well, they really are. I've seen it. Of course, California, we know, it's a little different in terms of the cost of gasoline compared to many other parts of the country. But, Captain, on Friday, I was in a city called Mission Viejo, and I saw gas already at $6.21 a gallon. That's for the 87 octane, and that's almost the highest I've seen it around here.
What was it before?
Well,
because you weren't paying that much.
No. As a matter of fact, I've seen it as low as about $5.75. This particular gas station just seems to, it's always on the expensive side. Everybody knows that, you know, you've got these certain stations that are, always seem to be a little bit more than the other ones. And this one was really no exception, being quite much more expensive than say just right down the street from my house. This is really something, and people are starting to really mention this a lot more, just in conversation. Well, the price of gas is this, the price of gas is that. I may not take my trip, that I'm going to, you know, road trip, that kind of thing.
I know people that aren't going anywhere because they are saving aside so much money for gas, because to get back and forth to work, they have to have, for example, one person said it cost them $50, which was two times higher. It was double what it used to be for gas for their car, and they have to fill their car up twice a week, so that's $100 a week extra money.
Right, and it adds up. Now, if you couple that with the idea that, oh, well, maybe let's go out to lunch one day. If when casual dining lunches for two people start approaching $50, these are game-changing numbers for how people make decisions about how they spend their money. They may not go to the restaurant this time because they have to put that money in their gas tank instead, just to go to work and do what they need to do.
Well, West Texas crude right now is $109.20 a barrel. It's gone up since Friday. And Brent crude is up to $110 a barrel. It's gone up since Friday. Diesel is up, diesel is up 4 cents a gallon since Friday. I told you about gasoline already. It went down a penny, but still, it's just the price is killing people, literally. And I don't know how we're ever going to get this in trouble or get this under control. I just don't know. Other than getting rid of this damn administration that caused all this trouble and voting every one of these SOBs out that put us in this position.
Well, you're absolutely right about that, Captain. The people simply are not going to bear this weight. This is going to be a central issue. It is a central issue. The Democrat Party elite will try to make it not a central issue. They will focus on the Roe v. Wade opinion.
Kyle, they're going back after the guns because of the fact we had all the shootings. You know, never let a good crisis go to waste. So now they're playing with the gun issue again. I hate to use the word playing, but now they're using the gun issue again to try to bring something up, anything to see if it'll stick. Anything to see if it'll stick.
Well, exactly right, because what is sticking is the fact that people's lives are being affected every day. Yes, the gun violence is terrible, and these kinds of tragedies are abhorrent, But in terms of the what's motivating people politically right now, of course, is inflation, certainty about the future, whether or not they're – in fact, I overhear these things, too, if I'm sitting in a restaurant having lunch with somebody or having dinner. I hear people talking about their 401ks.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard this mentioned.
Some of them are down well over 50%.
Right. And so, so some people believe, okay, well, they're in for the long haul. It's a long time before they want to retire, et cetera, et cetera. People see this, and it goes to how they feel about what they're going to do next. You know, are they going to make a big purchase? Are they going to do whatever in their lives financially? But if they feel like, oh, my goodness, I better hunker down, that's going to start spreading like wildfire.
Yeah. Now, despite the news reports that the Supreme Court may be ready to overturn Roe v. Wade, abortion rights has not displaced the economy and inflation at the top of the list most concerning to voters. And, of course, the Democrats were hoping that that would change, but it hasn't.
Well, I don't think that it will. The Democrat Party want to rely on the one issue, the one hot button issue kind of thing, to try to make the election all about one thing. In this case, it will more than likely be the Roe v. Wade decision that could likely come down officially. Again, we have to wait until it actually occurs. But I think you're right. I think most voters are going to say this is a state's issue. They feel how they feel about it, whatever it might be, but they're looking at the long-term, issues of employment, of costs, of inflation, all these things that you're mentioning. So I don't know that the Democrats will be able to hide behind this one issue, like they want to, because they certainly don't want to talk about anything.
All right. Well, let's wrap up the segment with this one. Little old Pete Buttigieg, as I like to call him, Butthead, talked about the baby formula shortage. He says it has the attention of the highest levels in the administration. Really? Well, what are they doing about all the pallets of the baby formula that's stocked in those warehouses down there along the border? I don't see them moving any of them, do you?
No, and the idea of the highest levels, et cetera, et cetera. That's just, I hate to say
that's
this.
That's kitchen
folks,
talk.
I think it's... Yeah, it's just stuff you say, I think, as a politician or that kind of thing. Well, it's, we're looking at the highest levels here. You know, we have top people working on this. And, you know, remember from the Indiana Jones movie, who's working on this? Top people, you know.
Well, Walmart is moving several truckloads, tractor trailer loads of baby formula as we speak from their warehouse in Wyoming to New Jersey for distribution.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But the idea, of course, is, once again, don't worry, folks. The administration's working on this, and we're going to figure out this whole issue. And don't call it a crisis. I don't know, Captain, if you're a mom or you're a dad and you're trying to find a baby formula and you can't find it, that sounds like a crisis to me.
Yeah. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Monday morning, a busy Monday morning. Got a lot more stuff to be talking about here. Don't go anywhere. We shall return with more.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station, the Captain's America Third Watch.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is grappling with inflation and record high prices at the pump. while still helping out Ukraine as Russia continues to invade the country. Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky recently blocked efforts to send an additional $40 billion to Ukraine. Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Hagerty reminds everyone,
we want to see them win, but pumping more aid into that country when we're not taking care of our own country, the best thing that Biden could do is stop the war that he's waged on American industry. That would lower prices overall. That would take the funding away from Putin's war machine against Ukraine. It would make our economy do better here.
Authorities in Buffalo say they're moving quickly to prosecute an 18-year-old man accused of murdering 10 people in a grocery store. Erie County DA John Flynn saying a hearing for the suspect will be held in 5 days. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com. Support you need to get started and build your longevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com. Support you need to get started.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard on this and other great radio stations all over the nation, from coast to coast, ocean to ocean, and sea to shining sea. If you're not hearing this show in your market, contact your favorite station and let them know that the Captain's America is available on GCN.
All righty. Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. By the way, this portion of the program is brought to you by MyPillow and Mike Lindell. And for the last month, he's been offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products, 14 to be exact. Now is the time, folks, to join the millions of Americans who've changed their quality of sleep with MyPillow. Because right now you can get a buy one, get one free pricing on the MyPillow bed sheets. Yep, that's right, the Giza bed sheets. You hear me talk about them. They're really good, really good. And you buy one, get one on that. Also, the Giza Elegance MyPillows. Again, the best of the top of the line pillows. Buy one, get one. And then, of course, there's the six-piece towel sets, the bath towel sets. Buy one, get one. And these are the towels that actually fit you when you need to be fitted. And the roll and go anywhere my pillows. That's the stuff you take with you on the airplane and this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff. And again, away you go with what you got. So you can get that by going to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN or give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free in select products. Also, folks, the big bonus on top of all of that is you'll receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase.
call 1-800-641-5459 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. And remember, the promo code will always be Captain. That's the promo code. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, for a second here. Mr. Kyle, the president, former president, number 45, Donald Trump, showed up in Austin, Texas, gave a speech on the day-long American Freedom Tour. Did you happen to catch any of it?
Well, I know that he was there in Texas addressing...
All right, you chopped out there. I don't know if you're still there or not, are you?
I'm still here.
Okay, but it was keeping the border situation in the news while helping the nation's focus on what's not happening there under President Joe Biden. Now, the Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton was there, too, and he said, I think it's great that he's come here, given the current president doesn't come to Texas. And Paxton, who has Trump's endorsement in the upcoming Texas primary elections, also said he doesn't have an interest in the border. Paxton said Trump's endorsement has been tremendously helpful, and he does care about the border and about America. Well, ditto to that.
Well, right, and of course Joe Biden has no intention of wanting to get anywhere near the border for any kind of photos or any of that kind of stuff. If he wanted to really start to try to turn around some of these poll numbers, just from a political perspective, he would go to the border, and he would say how you've got to make sure that we don't have people coming across, you know, completely unchecked and so forth. I mean, in other words, you'd think that politicians would want to try to rehabilitate their poll numbers a little bit, but the only way you could do that would be to make moves that would be completely against, I think, what the Democrat Party elite want to do in terms of allowing more illegal immigration, because they know that it's destabilizing.
Think about this, and I'm going to the phone caller. A country is not a country without a border. Think about that.
Right. That's right. And
okay.
Countries all over the place have borders.
All right. We're going to go to the phone line, because I do believe on the phone line we've got Elliot from Wesley Chapel, and Elliot's always got something really good to chime in with. Okay, Elliot, is that you?
Yes, it is, Captain. Good morning, and good morning to West Coast Kyle. Hey, I want to run this by not only you guys, but by the American people. About 3 weeks ago, you know, I spoke to you and Denise about President Trump's endorsing Republican candidates. Now, he has endorsed Perdue in Georgia, but Governor Kemp is more favorable to the conservatives of Georgia. Stacey Abrams has received over $1 million from atheistic, communist, Marxist, woke supporter George Soros.
Yep.
Trump's hands are in the cookie jars in the highly contested runoff in Pennsylvania. Now, Trump endorsed Dr. Oz, yet the race between all three conservatives is within 2 or maybe 3 points.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some Republican candidates are calling themselves MEGA or American First. Pay attention to these candidates. They're speaking that. Now, Mr. Trump, be careful not to alienate those who may not be your choice. That's all I'm saying, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Now, while you have time, Mr. Trump, to sort through and reflect on the presidency, I am asking you, Mr. President, to place yourself ahead of the curve. Every left-wing woker who works for the federal government, Joe Biden administration, must be fired, every one of them, to prevent leaks by big tech and leftist cable news. It happens to you. What are you going to do about it? You know, hire someone to run the operation replacing woke progressive Marxists. Every one of the generals serving must be fired. That include Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and five-star General Milley must go. You know, Milley, I hate you guts, man. American General Milley is the one who called China's generals on the phone and told them Trump was preparing to strike.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something? He's a damn traitor. You know, the whole damn thing stinks. And build back better. Let's take what the Democrats are saying. We are going to build back better the American way. Thanks, Captain. Have a great day.
All right. Well, he's talking about General Mark Milley. Of course, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Kyle, and he's also talking about an Ivy League graduate. I think this is what happens when you appoint someone to the chairman of Joint Chiefs that has not come from one of the military academies or a military college. I think that's what we get.
Yeah, it is an interesting, sort of perspective on that in terms of mm-hmm. where he's really coming from on, mm-hmm. on these things. Yeah, because unprecedented. Why would you call the Chinese leadership?
Yeah, and of course, Dr. Oz, he mentioned Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania. Dr. Oz came out in a recent speech and said, "I'm the best candidate to beat Fetterman, the most liberal official in the U.S. Well, Fetterman, unfortunately, just had a mild stroke, so I would be very careful how I hit that rock, so to speak. And he has limited his activities, and you might well expect that. Now, I was at the gun show on Saturday, and Uncle Rick walked up and gave me a bumper sticker. You ready?
Yep.
He says, the bumper sticker says, "Just in case, Mike Pompeo 2024.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Well, of course, yeah, so he's talking about, Trump, perhaps not running or not running
just
at all.
Just in case.
We don't know what President Trump's going to do yet. Yeah.
But Pompeo would make one hell of a vice presidential candidate.
Well, he really would. I think he'd also be a very good president. He has a lot of experience. He's got a lot of know-how. He's demonstrated this. And this is different, by the way, Captain, from people over on the Democrat side of the aisle, possible candidates.
And you know what I like about him the best?
What's that?
Graduated number one in his class at West Point.
Well, that's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. But also, I think, Captain, voters will see that at a time like this, we have to be strong not only at home, but we also have to have a coherent, practical foreign policy that focuses on the real threats. And, you can talk about climate change all the live long day, but honestly, don't you think that Vladimir Putin going a little bit crazy with a nuclear weapon might be just a little more scary right now than John Kerry talking to you about climate change?
Mm-hmm.
And, their whole perspective is warped at this point.
By the way, there's a report now, thanks Joe Biden. We shouldn't even be hearing about something like this. $163 billion, with a B, billion dollars worth of pandemic unemployment benefits have been lost to fraud and waste. Thanks, Joe Biden. You did that.
They did do that. Captain,
and you know what they've done about it? Nothing.
Well, right. Well, the full impact of it, of course, is still going to be felt. We're still going to continue to see the impact in terms of inflation, as far as that's concerned, with the extra dollars that are out there. And if they didn't go to the right place, if they didn't actually go to help real people who needed real help, well, that's a double whammy, isn't it?
Well, it is. And we're coming up on the break here, so we can go to the next Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And I'm just going to tease this, but on the other side of this, when Denise comes on, we're going to be talking about where'd all the money go? Where'd all the money go to the Ukraine that nobody has been able to verify it went where they said it was going to go because they had to get it passed so quick? They didn't double check. Golly. All right, hold on, Kyle. Folks, I'll be right back with more. Oh, man. You can't make this stuff up, folks. You can't make this stuff up. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won.
I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
The Beatles and Hard Day's Night. How about that one, Kyle?
That's one of my favorite Beatles songs, and just to hear John singing like that, I mean, that's really, really something, and it never gets old.
Well, there's another one.
What's that?
I think I'm going to be sad. I think it's today. Yeah. Oh, never mind.
Ticket to Ride.
Yeah.
That's another great Lennon vocal. That, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, boy, I'm telling you, those were the days. Those were the days. And we used to make jokes about the fact that they put a bowl over their head to cut their hair.
Right.
All right, well, let's we could be nostalgic all night long. But I see some weather out in the west you might want to talk about, so have at it.
Well, that's right, Captain. We're looking tonight. We definitely have some continuing hot, dry weather. Southern Colorado, parts of southern Utah tonight, and, of course, in New Mexico as well. We are also looking at some active rain out there on the map right now. Now, last hour, we were looking at rain around Missoula. It was in Montana. It was heading on down U.S. Highway 93. It started to dissipate a little bit, it seems, but still around Hamilton along U.S. Highway 93. And, of course, the whole thing continues to move eastward. So right now, if you're heading up in the Great Falls area, that rain's going to be coming your way, it looks like. It might have already passed over, but another round may be coming towards you. It looks like we see that on the map right now. Rain north of Helena, Montana, White Sulphur Springs. This is where the bulk of the rain is tonight on the map. But down, of course, in Idaho near Dubois, Interstate looks like this is Interstate 15, of course. You've got rain coming across the road in that area, a little bit over to the east near Rexburg and West Yellowstone. Lots and lots of rain, looks like, and a little bit of sleet as well in the West Yellowstone area, so you want to be aware of that. Other than that, we have just a little bit of smattering of rain. This is going to be east of Seattle. Doesn't look like it's coming over the interstate, though. But other than that, we got a pretty quiet nap tonight, so be careful out there.
All right, we're going to start in North Dakota. North Dakota, we got quite a bit of flooding going on again, I-29 from the Canadian line on down towards Fargo. Got a couple of gaps in there, but we do have some low-level flooding in there. Been that way for well over a week, and the water levels are still up. Water's still coming down from Canada, so there you go. Over there in Minnesota, northern Minnesota, west of Duluth, there's about a 75-mile stretch right on the Canadian border where you've got high river rankings as well as some low-level flooding around the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, it looks like right now, maybe down around Burns, maybe down around where Georgia's at. Now, let's take a look down into Texas because the Texas Metroplex, I've got a couple of areas down there right now. It looks like as if we got a flood warning just north and maybe a little bit west of Dallas towards Fort Worth. Up in that area right now, but we've got some watches and warnings that are in the area up I-35 coming out of Dallas, straight north, if you will. Got a little bit of fog over in the Fort Worth area, got some fog around Houston, then it's patchy on down to Brownsville and Harlingen, so be advised of that. Now, we do have an area which seems to be settling in just east of New Orleans, and it hasn't moved all that much yet, but we've got some weather out there. It's pretty rough. There's some lightning and thunder and heavy rain and maybe a little bit of wind by the looks of it out in the Gulf of Mexico, about 20 to 25 miles offshore. And that's going to go somewhere. Don't know where the somewhere is going to be, but you want to be on your toes from Mobile west to New Orleans because there's that weather just offshore that's going to do something. Now, we've got some fog tonight, North Carolina, right there around Cape Hatteras, going up through the Chesapeake Bay. Got some fog through there. Got some fog up in the north part of Jersey up towards Long Island. And then a couple of areas of patchy fog have shown up now in Maine along the coastline there. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show, number one. And number two, tell us about the Pilot and Pine Jay.
Well, folks, don't forget the good people at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the program, and you can find them at pilotflyingj.com. Check out the rewards program, the My Rewards Plus app, and more, pilotflyingj.com, and you can find me at kylewarrenshow.com.
All right, and don't forget that, by the way, Jeff is chiming in. He liked the Beatles.
Very cool.
Yep.
All right, Jeff.
We like the Beatles too, Jeff. That's why we played them. All right, so Kyle, I will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Thank you, Kyle. All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Check him out, thekylewarrenshow.com, over at kylewarrenshow.com. It's a website. Check that out. Okay, now we're going to venture on over to talk to Denise Simon from founderscode.com. You know, there's a unique little anomaly, if you want to call it that, going on right now. It's called gasoline, and I can't remember since going all the way back to Richard Nixon when I ever saw the price of gasoline wholesale price at $4 a gallon coming out of the refinery. We were almost there yesterday. We were at $3.96, and then it dropped off a penny to $3.95. But I'll bet you this week we hit the $4 mark.
Probably.
Because there's no stopping this.
Well, no, there's not, unless this administration wants to step in and do something. And there's plenty that they could be doing.
Yep.
And they refuse to do it because it doesn't fit in with their Green New Deal agenda. None of it. I would argue that we're going to have a worse supply chain, worse pricing, because we're going to start losing truck drivers. We're already down 80 or 90,000 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to lose more because they cannot afford the gasoline.
Diesel.
Or the diesel fuel.
Yeah.
Diesel fuel.
Yep.
And they're going to go, you know what, I'm bailing out. This isn't working for me. And they're going to be done. And they're going to make things worse. So I have been proposing, of course, I'm just nobody, but I've been proposing for a couple of weeks now that this administration, if for nothing else, just at least deal with the diesel side.
Yep.
Because everything runs on diesel.
Yep.
You know, if you don't want to deal with gasoline for we little drivers out here driving gasoline vehicles, then just deal with the diesel side, and they won't do it.
Yep. Even the ships at sea run by diesel.
So, I mean, this administration, they're given enough information. I mean, government is paid well to get things right. And this administration refuses to see consequences or understand predictions to know what kind of trouble there's going to be out there. And so we're left with misery. I mean, the misery index across the United States is growing daily, hourly, mm-hmm. and they don't care.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I hate to say this, but and I don't care about the fact that they don't care for one simple reason. They are going to get their butts handed to them in November. The people have had it. I was at another gun show. I had plenty of Democrats walk up to me telling me, thank God you're on the radio. You're the only voice of reason that we hear at the time that I'm on. And I really appreciate that, the people standing up for us. But Democrats are saying, that's it. We're done. We've had it. No more. All right. Hold that thought, kiddo. Folks, we'll be right back with more on Denise Simon 2 on the other side.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.